Welcome to Cypherpunk Notes, where we explore digital privacy and sovereignty. Not just the how, but the why. Whether you're just starting to question big tech or you're ready to encrypt everything, this is your guide to taking back control of your digital life. I have nothing to hide. It's the most common response when you bring up privacy, and on the surface it sounds reasonable. You're not a criminal. You're not doing anything wrong. So why should you care? Today we're going to break down exactly why that argument falls apart, and what's really at stake when you give it up. This is episode 2 of Cypherpunk Notes. Let's talk about why nothing to hide is the wrong way to think about privacy. Here's the thing about nothing to hide. It confuses privacy with secrecy. Secrecy is about hiding something you're ashamed of. Privacy is about control over who sees what, when, and why. You close the bathroom door not because you're doing something illegal, but because some things are simply yours. You don't broadcast your salary, your medical records, or your conversations with your therapist, not because they're shameful, because they're private. Privacy isn't about hiding, it's about boundaries. Edward Snowden put it perfectly. Arguing that you don't care about privacy because you have nothing to hide is like arguing you don't care about free speech because you have nothing to say. Think about that. Rights don't only matter when you personally need them. They matter because we all might need them, and because their existence shapes what kind of society we live in. Here's a question worth asking. Who decides what counts as something to hide? Laws change. Governments change. What's legal today might not be tomorrow. What's acceptable in your country might be criminal in another. Journalists protecting sources. Activists organizing protests. Whistleblowers exposing corruption. People seeking information about reproductive health. Religious minorities, political dissidents. Anyone whose views fall outside whatever the current regime considers acceptable. For millions of people around the world, nothing to hide is a privilege, not a universal truth. But let's say you really do have nothing controversial in your life. You're not an activist. You're not a journalist. You're just living. Here's what you might not realize. Individual data points don't stay individual. Your location history, your purchases, your search queries, your browsing habits, your social connections, separately they seem harmless. Together they paint a detailed portrait of who you are, what you believe, what you might do. Data brokers and ad networks already do this. They know when you're pregnant before you tell your family. They know when you're depressed, when you're vulnerable, when you're most likely to make an impulse purchase. And that data doesn't disappear. It gets sold, breached, subpoenaed, and leaked. It exists forever, waiting to be used in ways you can't predict. There's also something called the chilling effect. When people know they're being watched, they change their behavior, even when they're doing nothing wrong. They self-censor. They avoid certain topics. They don't click that link, don't search that question, don't visit that website. This isn't hypothetical. Studies show that after mass surveillance was revealed, people searched less for sensitive topics. Fewer people read Wikipedia articles about terrorism. Not because they were terrorists, but because they didn't want to be flagged. Surveillance doesn't just catch bad actors, it makes everyone act a little less free. So let's reframe the question. Instead of, do I have something to hide, ask, do I have something to protect? Your autonomy, your ability to think freely, your relationships, your future self, who might live under different laws, different governments, different norms. Privacy isn't about what you're hiding today. It's about preserving your freedom to change, grow, and make choices without someone else's judgment or algorithm watching over your shoulder. Here's your takeaway. Privacy is not about having something to hide. Privacy is about having something to protect. Next time someone says, "I have nothing to hide," you might ask them, "Do you close your curtains at night? Do you use a password on your phone? Do you whisper sometimes instead of shout?" We all have things we keep private, not because we're criminals, but because we're human. And this is where encryption comes in. Encryption is just math, algorithms that scramble your data so only you can read it. It's not about being deceptive. It's about your decision to share or not, your right to choose who sees your thoughts, your messages, your life. That's episode 2. If this resonated, share it with someone who said, "I have nothing to hide." Sometimes the best way to change minds is to plant a seed. Next episode, we're going practical. Your phone is a tracking device, and most people have no idea how much it knows about them. We'll break down exactly what's being collected and what you can do about it. Until then, stay private, stay sovereign. This has been Cypherpunk Notes.